Hurt. Written by Super Red Robin. Read by Raven. Summary. His vision is hazy, but he recognizes the man sitting in front of him, and he stares in growing surprise and bewilderment as his vision clears slowly. The first thing he's aware of is that he is somewhere warm and that something underneath his head is soft. He focuses on the feeling for a moment and determines that he is most likely in a bed. There is a pressure against his left eye and the right side of his face that feels both uncomfortable and comfortable at the same time. The feeling is familiar, yet he can't put his finger on it, on the subject of which he focuses on moving his hands, making each finger jerk slightly as he counts, all 10 in place, but his right hand feels stiff. Almost as though it has been encased in something. His muscles ache as he shifts slightly and starts to become more aware of his surroundings. His left hand is lying on the bed, his hand over his torso. He's half turned to the side, and feeling over his left eye means that he is heavily bandaged. But wait, there's a heat on his wrist, right above his pulse point, and it's not his fingers there. So who? Opening his eyes is a struggle, especially when his brain is demanding that he go back to sleep. So he waits for a moment, waits for the pounding in his head to reduce just a little bit before he tries again. It's like he's got sandbags taped to his lids, and he manages to crack an eye open. His vision is hazy, but he recognizes the man sitting in front of him, and he stares in growing surprise and bewilderment as his vision clears slowly. He sees the bruises, the worried frown that remains even as his father sleeps uneasily, the dark circles underneath his eyes. The warmth that grows with every beat in his chest makes him feel uncomfortable, because it is foreign and unknown. He wants this feeling to go away, immediately, if he had anything to say about it. Except, the longer he stares at his father, keeping silent vigil by his bedside, the more that warmth prickles. He feels a brush against his pulse point, so he drags his vision down. Two large fingers are lightly pressing against his wrist. The pressure is just enough that he can feel the fingertips with every beat. His hand twitches, his heart rate jumping in fear that those fingers might move away. But they remain in place. His vision grows blurry as he stares at those two fingers. His eyes feel hot as he blinks, an uncomfortable, wet feeling trailing down his nose and over his lips before eventually falling on his pillow. He really wishes he knew what to call this feeling, if only so he could work to avoid feeling it again, because it hurts. It hurts deep inside of him, making his heart stammer and his jaw ache. So he closes his eyes, not wanting to see more. But he still feels those fingertips pressing against his wrist and keeping sure that he is alive. The end. Thank you for listening.